90% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. 20 Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We're going to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Hey, Frank. Frank's our magical engineer on the board. Are you ready? Ooh, he's ready. I'm ready. We got a great show, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We are going to be talking about vaping. You know what I'm talking about? Vaping's that new age smoking thing that the kids are doing. So where there is smoke, there is fire, if you ask me. So we're going to talk about some of the dangers to the vaping, which, you know, people are saying it's healthier than regular smoking. So we're going to get into that. And we do have a brief quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in 1 Peter chapter 1, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That's right. That's how you become incorruptible, is by studying the word of God, seeking the Lord's face, and having a relationship with him. Confess your sins, and accept the Holy Spirit and walk that path of righteousness and live forever in the kingdom of God. That's the goal. This life is a test. And this invitation, you got to live in one place or the other. Heaven or hell, those are the two. So this is an invitation. God's given you an invitation to live with him in peace and prosperity and joy and gladness forever and ever in the kingdom of God. And that invitation has an expiration date, so don't squander the time. See the Lord's face. Time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Have you heard this one, Frank? Steve Kirsch, he has come forward, and you know who Dr. Paul Offit is? Well, he's the director of the Vaccine Education Center. He's also a professor of pediatrics in the Division of Infectious Disease at Children's Hospital of Philly. Well, Dr. Offit has often said that, you know, all these childhood vaccines are not a problem for kids. They can tolerate them okay. Actually, he said, in theory, healthy infants could safely get up to 100,000 vaccines at one time. Those were his famous words that he said a couple years back. Well, here now we have Steve Kirsch. He's challenged Dr. Offit. He's got $50,000 he'll offer if Dr. Offit will accept his challenge to go ahead and at one sitting, okay, one sitting, go ahead and get those vaccines. Now, he doesn't have to take 100,000 shots. No, no. Kirsch is being kind. He says just the several dozens of vaccines on the official schedule for kids up to the age of 18, published by the U.S. CDC, but the caveat is he has to take all of them in one sitting. And he will donate $50,000 to the charity of Dr. Offit's choice. I don't suppose that's going to be accepted, that challenge. I don't think it's going to be accepted. No, no, no. And if he does accept the challenge, there has to be real serum. It can't be saline solution. So hope if the game is on, I hope somebody's checking the vials. Mm-hmm. Huh. It would be interesting, wouldn't it? I hope they televise it if it happens. I want to see it. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about vaping, e-cigarettes. That's right. Because I've talked about this before. I reported on it before. That, you know, some of the medical physicians were very concerned regarding the smoking sensation called vaping. So it's the ingredients in the vape liquids that are quite questionable on how they might affect the pulmonary system, your lungs. So popcorn lung was mentioned by several doctors, which at the time was kind of a new condition, also called bronchiocolitis obliteris, which means inflammation and scarring of the lungs. So it is a very uncommon lung disease that is really not classified as cancer, so it's not a cancer thing. But the scar tissue can accumulate and then block airflow to the lungs. And it's suspected that the culprits in the vaping juices are diacetyl, often found in your butter flavorings in microwave popcorn. That's one of the culprits, they think. So the popcorn factory workers often have been diagnosed with popcorn lung. So it's also found in your e-liquid vape juices. Here is a quote from Cancer Research of the UK. They say e-cigarettes, or your vaping cigarettes, are a relatively new product and they aren't risk-free, and we don't yet know their long-term impact, and we discourage people from using them, end of quote. Also, John Hopkins Medicine reports in, vaping may be less harmful than smoking, but it is still not safe. All right, so What are the ingredients in those vape juices? Now, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about out there, vape liquids come in a little bottle, and they come with flavorings, okay? We'll talk about the ingredients in a minute. But they, what the vapers do is they take those juices and they pour them into their vape device, okay? And then when they smoke on it, they hit a button and all the liquid gets aerosoled up, and they can draw it up into their lungs like if they were dragging on a cigarette, pretty much. And it's called vaping. Now, according to Science Direct, October 2021, they said the ingredients in your vape juice, one is called VEA, or vitamin E acetate. Now, vitamin E doesn't sound so bad, but it's not just vitamin E. It's vitamin E acetate. And it's now being linked to lung injury of those that are vaping. So according to their report, quote, unexpected morbidity and mortality is unknown. So more study, they say, has to be done as to the full scope of the risk in using these ingredients in e-cigarettes or electronic cigarettes or vapes. So the E-acetate is used as a thickening agent, and it's found in lung fluids of those that are vaping. Now, research is ongoing with the vape juice ingredients, and some juices do contain vegetable glycerin. Well, that doesn't sound so bad, right? Vegetable glycerin, if you're reading the labels, people don't get alarmed by that. However, the average person may not think this ingredient is harmful, but research shows it is not supposed to be in your lungs. So vegetable glycerin causes lung inflammation in as little as 4 weeks. So the vegetable glycerin can be made from several sources, can be made from soybeans, coconuts, and palm oils. Yeah. And of course, we all know most of your soy is genetically modified. So the vegetable glycerin is often mixed with propylene glycol, and according to research published in the 2020 European Respiratory Review, propylene glycol can negatively affect the mucosa lining of the lungs, and both propylene glycol and glycerin change the gene expression of the lungs, and also can affect your circadian rhythm, your sleep cycle. So this suggests that these two compounds together change normal pulmonary responses and can negatively affect how the body responds to pathogens, irritants, and even allergens. Here's a quote by Beniel Treatment Center. They're an addiction treatment center. They say studies have found that those who smoked e-cigarettes twice a day for a month contained higher levels of chemicals like propylene glycol in their blood. So, is vegetable glycerin safe to vape? Well, no. Ironically enough, though, it's one of the most common base fluids used in e-cigarettes or vape pens. It's also often mixed with another base, the propylene glycol, and it's an acetone. In other words, it's not safe to ingest. Although it's commonly used in flavorings, and the FDA says it's safe, it's not supposed to be inhaled either. Well, let's look at the biological robot for a minute. The scientists at Science Direct built a biologic robot system to understand what the particles that people are inhaling from the vaping products and what they're doing in the lung tissue. So the system analyzed the particles in the submicron level, which are generated by your e-cigarettes in real time, while it mimicked breathing in humans. So it's a machine they came up with. Here's what they discovered. They said the small quantities of your VEA, or your liquids, alter the size and enhancement of the distribution of the particles that are being inhaled. So that's interesting. They also said the influence of nicotine with breathing profiles seem to be obstructive and restrictive, similar to lung disorders. And thirdly, they say the system showed the toxicity impact of how electronic nicotine delivers and impacts and modifies the pulmonary system. The study also showed your EC or your electronic cigarette aerosols need to be redesigned to avoid lung damage and disease. Okay. Well, quit smoking. People, a lot of times people want to quit smoking regular cigarettes, so they go to the vaping thinking it's going to help them quit smoking. John Hopkins reported that the e-cigarettes do contain nicotine and may not be the right choice for people trying to quit smoking regular cigarettes. So the e-cigarettes, they said, included, quote, heated nicotine, which is an extract from tobacco. So the vape juices add flavorings and other chemicals, obviously, and they're mixed together and are released as an aerosol. And here is what John Hopkins reports. They say the regular cigarettes have 7,000 toxic chemicals. Fewer toxic chemicals are contained in e-cigarettes but still produce a risk. They're not risk-free. Here's what Michael Blaha, MD, says. He says there's almost no doubt that vaping exposes you to fewer toxic chemicals than smoking traditional cigarettes. However, there has been outbreaks of lung injuries and deaths associated with vaping. This is John Hopkins Medicine. They say in February 2020, the CDC confirmed 2,800 lung injuries from vaping and 68 deaths. So for people that, you know, want to get past the crave, because the nicotine in the vape juice even causes an addiction, and smokers experience withdrawal symptoms. So nicotine is a very toxic substance. Obviously, it's been approved by the FDA, but nicotine raises your blood pressure. It also spikes your adrenaline levels and also increases your heart rate. Therefore, if regular cigarettes and e-cigarettes contain nicotine, people who use them, well, they put their health at risk. Dr. Michael Blaha says again, people need to understand that e-cigarettes are potentially dangerous to health, and more data is suggesting chronic lung disease, asthma, and heart disease are associated with e-cigarettes. And people who smoke or vape are exposing themselves to a multitude of toxic chemicals that we don't yet understand the full magnitude of the damage. End of quote. Yet they're approved by the FDA. So, you know, the takeaway is what you put in the body does matter. So it has an effect what we put inside. So we can be allergic to foods, prescription medicines, synthetic supplements, and even herbs. So we need to be discerning in order to avoid allergic reactions, lots of inflammation, and damage. So if smoking is an issue and it's been hard to quit, there is maybe an herb you may be able to use. It's called lobelia. And the interesting thing about this herb is it contains an alkaloid called lobelin. And that tends to mimic nicotine, but without the addictive effect. So it can help squelch cravings and making quitting much easier. So less toxicity as well in the mix. So if you're looking for lobelia with the lobelin in it, it's one of those plants that has to be aged in two catalysts to get all the alkaloids. There's 16 of them, so it works right. So if you're looking for it, look for the Smoker's Helper product at Apothecary Herbs. It's a very non-toxic alternative to quit smoking, and it's very affordable. So if you're trying to quit smoking or vaping, you may be able to use the Smoker's Helper to transition off and save your lungs, your pulmonary system. So if you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com if you want to visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. Oh, the international number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. If you had any trouble with their Father's Day coupon not working, do give them a call. They can extend the discount to you if you were having difficulty with it. There was a day where it wasn't working, and that had to be, what do you call it? They had to go in and reset the code or something. Anyway, not technical, Frank. I'm just not technical. So, sorry for that. Technology at its finest. But you can go, you can give them a call if you wanted that 25% off and you couldn't get it to work. Give them a call and let them know. Also, I want to thank those out there who sent cards and emails and phone calls and wishing me well to get better with, my eye issue, which, is doing well right now. I'm blessed by the Lord above. So I had an allergic, system allergy to certain foods beyond just the corn. I thought it was just corn and dairy, but nope, went beyond that. So once we got off those offending foods, we've done really well. So again, what you put in the body matters, and it can really have an impact on you. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate the well wishes and prayers. I appreciate it so much. We got a few minutes before we have to go to break, so we're going to be talking a little bit about our body temperature here for a minute. We have, you know, some standardized principles within medicine, a steadfast measurement of body wellness temperature. Your body temperature, for example, you'll be told it's 98.6, but there are some people that don't hold to 98.6. So their body temperature is a little bit lower. But physicians use this body temperature as a marker, and it helps them diagnose illnesses. So body temperature, it's been a biological marker, or a metabolic thermostat, if you will. So what is 98.6? If it's not completely accurate, what then? Let's take a look at this. This is a West Coast study in October 2020. Researchers at the University of California in Santa Barbara, they discovered that medicine contrived the standard normal body temperature 150 years ago. So the standard normal body temperature was established by a German physician, Dr. Karl Wunderlich, around 1877. So what science is now reporting is that Dr. Wunderlich most likely established the upper limit to body temperature. So for a long, long time, medical science taught that healthy humans had a healthy body temperature of 98.6 Fahrenheit. But Dr. Wunderlich's writings even suggest that females in general had higher body temperature compared to men. And he also wrote that the elderly present body temperatures lower than younger individuals. Therefore, the research at the University of California wanted to investigate what is normal. Really, what is normal? What is normal healthy body temperature? Well, what the research team revealed is that humans over time established new normal body temperature, and they found that healthy adults have a lower body temperature in different parts of the world. For instance, they said in 2017 there was a study of 35,000 adults in the UK who had a body temperature of 97.9 degrees Fahrenheit. 2019 study showed that adult Americans have a body temperature of 97.5 Fahrenheit. Indigenous populations, Bolivarian, Amazon, Aborigines and things, they show a decline in body temperature. 2019, their body temperature was 97.7 degrees Fahrenheit. This is Michael Gourvin, professor of anthropology at Santa Barbara. He says, in less than two decades, we're seeing about the same level of decline as that observed in the U.S. over approximately two centuries. A decline in body temperature. So this research that got published in October 2020 Journal of Science Advancement. Professor Gourvin says this, the provocative study showing declines in normal body temperature in the United States since the time of the Civil War was conducted in a single population and couldn't explain while the decline happened. We even, when we adjusted for higher body temperature for infections and used the same instruments over the course of the study, no matter how we did the analysis, the decline was still there. If we adjusted for misdiagnosis or for those pronounced to be healthy adults, the same decline appeared again. And the body temperature over time was still there. So over time, any way they looked at it, still a decline. He goes on to say, our results suggest that reduced infection alone can't explain the observed body temperature decline. So we're thinking this through. Could the decline in body temperature be due to the use of some medications that may influence inflammation, fever, and circulation? Or the researchers, you know, they don't think that's the case. And could it be maybe the result of environmentally controlled work and living spaces have changed? No, they don't think so. Not likely, because you usually don't find it in the Amazon region with the indigenous tribes. Okay. Professor Gervin says, we literally could not find one single magic bullet to explain these findings, and we therefore conclude it must be a combination of factors that point to lower body temperature. End of quote. So they can't figure this one out. So how about that? How about the first theory on what the normal body temperature was? Maybe it wasn't exact for the entire world population. Maybe it wasn't for everybody. While Professor Gervin says, we wondered if this was a fluke, but we found body temperature in healthy individuals declined over time outside the U.S. and the U.K. and in tropical environments where infections account for a majority of deaths. End of quote. So what this research has really shown is that the individuals are just that. They're individuals. Science is about controlling functions and offers kind of cookie-cutter theories and therapies, one-size-fits-all kind of thing. And Professor Gervin says, one thing we've known for a while is that there is no universal normal body temperature for all humans at all times. So clinicians who use body temperature readings in practice need to remember this and not have a fixation on 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Here's some facts. Science knows that body temperature can fluctuate as much as 1 degree depending on activity such as your physical exertion, stress level, menstrual cycle, illness, or age. So there really isn't any universal normal body temperature for all people. Using a temperature marker can be used as a clue, and it's easy to measure, therefore health authorities like to use it to monitor population health, especially during pandemics. So the human body is designed to balance metabolic functions, including normal body temperature, and some people may have a normal temperature a degree cooler than others, which is normal for them. You know, feed the body the whole food nutrition. Try not to stress over 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And we're going to take a break. We'll have more on the other side. Be right back.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula.
they single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you. Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate from those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Frank, yes, it's easier to read in all caps there. It is for you too? Okay. All right. Instant messaging. All caps. Okay. Usually it's, you know, not usually recommended because it sounds like shouting, but, you know, if we understand while we're using it, we're cool. All right. We're going to talk about your vision and your brain. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says... That's why I asked. All right. Well, because I've had some vision challenges recently. I get it, Frank. But we're working on those. You know, who knew food allergens could derail you like that? But, hey, I'm letting people know so they don't fall into the same problem. All right. Let's talk about vision in your brain because neurological disorders and various forms of them, dementias on the list, I mean, the dementia rates are way up in the United States and other nations as well. So recent research is really looking at the connection of the brain health influencing vision loss. So mankind has, you know, worked out this medical system. But they really haven't focused on a lot of the causes for a lot of these conditions. Without efforts to address your cause of illness, you're going to continue to have the problem. That's why we still have heart disease and cancer and a lot of these neurological disorders. So, interesting enough, Frank, when you have vision issues, sometimes they'll do brainwave testing to see how your alpha waves are because everything's connected. You know, everything's connected. All right, so, you know, sick people on lifelong medications are still really sick people. They just are controlling symptoms. Many of them are not functioning well either. They don't like the side effects of the meds. So this healthcare system that we have has a safe zone. It's trauma care. You know, that's the essential part of healthcare that I see. I don't like symptom management with medications because they're not really curing anything. They're managing a person's disease for them. So the safe zone is your trauma care, because we need trauma care. You know, if we're in an accident, we need that kind of care. So real health and healing have been, it's a profession, but is it evidenced that the numbers of sick people keep going up? So, you know, is it really a healthcare system at this point? There's 1 billion globally that have neurological disorders like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, ALS, epilepsy, migraine, stroke, neuro infections, and a whole bunch of other stuff. This is 1 in 6 people, Frank, have this stuff. The American Academy for Neurology posted information that there's a demand for neurological care. It's really ballooned, kind of out of control. And there's demand for it, but there's not enough neurologists entering healthcare to look after the future needs of these folks. So neurology is an interesting specialty. I used to work for neurologists. I worked for neurologists and neurosurgeons. And neurosurgeons have to go through a very grueling educational profile. So that's why a lot of them step down and just go to neurology, because they don't want to do the surgical part. So they were reporting in the United States, we're going to experience a decrease in availability of neurologists by about 20%. And we're in that time frame now. So few medical students want to enroll in this specialty. In just 8 years, and from 2000 to 2008, the demand and expense for neurological surgeon care grew 48%, but not enough students are entering the field. Stroke is a leading cause of death in the United States. Alzheimer's is the sixth cause of death. So millions of people are suffering, only to be treated with medications to reduce their symptoms, to slow down the progression. But they don't really have cures for that. So patients are told to accept that within the most expensive healthcare industry in the world, that there's no cure. And most of the medications prescribed for, let's say, Alzheimer's disease, kind of useless. They expose the patient to a lot of side effects. Every person should really take, the medicines seriously and investigate them carefully before you use them. There's some serious warnings regarding a lot of these medications. So what type of prevention could a person practice maybe to improve their situation? Well, avoid inoculations. They promote neurological disorders. Avoid exposure to EMF emissions as much as you can, you know, cell phones, smart meters, and so forth. Avoid cookware and drinking containers made with heavy metals or aluminum. Avoid contaminated seafood, has a lot of mercury. And also utilize nutrition in your foods and your spices and herbs. That helps strengthens and helps the body detox. Now, the researchers at Rutgers, they published some findings in August 2017 that suggested there's an association between Alzheimer's disease and vision loss. Their findings seem to affect nearsighted or people that can't see in the distance. So farsightedness seemed to be less affected when in conjunction with dementia and other cognitive disorders. So scientists are suggesting your vision screening could be a potential early detector for dementia. This is a quote from, let's see, the study. They said, Alzheimer's disease has multiple cognitive subtypes. These are usually broken down into memory, language, executive attention, and visuofacial function. So the variant where vision symptoms are prominent due to the localized pathology in the occipital region of the brain is referred to your visual variant Alzheimer's disease region. So what the research is saying, that there needs to be a lot more attention made to the possibility of an interconnection between your eyes and your brain. Well, your eyes are neurological tissue, part of your brain, really. And there could be some sort of neurodegenerative disease connection there, an extension of the central nervous system and various disease traits. So the eyes are formed while in the womb from the brain's anterior neural tube and later develops into a forebrain region. So let's look at some nutrition that can help the brain and the eyes. Since the brain and the eyes are connected, there are nutrients that can assist them both. So foods, spices, herbs that have natural zinc and antioxidants have positive effects. And research from Science suggests that the lack of zinc has some role to play in the development of Alzheimer's. And research is also showing that supplementing with organic zinc, antioxidants, and copper shows the progression of a wet version of macular degeneration of the eye. So health experts say that fruit, like called mammee, it's a fruit found in Florida, Mexico, and South America, can offer antioxidants to assist the eye. So research is showing that supplementing can help the eyes and halt the progression of wet macular degeneration. So let's look at some more brain foods out here. I've talked about rosemary herb before. It's part of the brain concentrate formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. It's excellent circulatory and anti-inflammatory properties in it. It has lots of antioxidants as well. And it works well with other herbs like ginkgo for memory to improve cognitive function. You would avoid using rosemary oil, though, because it's too strong of a compound. You know, too much of a concentration in the oil, and people often limit it even on topical use. Pregnant women should avoid rosemary. It can promote uterine spasms or contractions. And you want to use caution if you're using medicinal amounts of rosemary if you're taking the following medications: diuretics, ACE inhibitors, anticoagulants, and lithium for depression. So let's look at some herbs that have zinc in there. Skullcap, pumpkin seed, your hot peppers with capsaicin in them, sage leaf, wild yam root, spirulina algae, chickweed herb, echinacea root, astragalus root, nettle leaf, Siberian ginseng, and adult seaweed all have excellent zinc profiles. Some antioxidant foods that are going to be very helpful. Oh, by the way, one serving a day is sufficient. I'm sorry, insufficient, and you should get one to two servings in your food superfood groups if you want antioxidants. So things like berries, your blueberries, your strawberries, goji berries is in that group, broccoli, cranberries is up there, as well as green tea, pomegranate, spinach, and quinoa, if you like quinoa, ancient grains. So we want to think nutrition if we want to help and assist the body regenerate and heal. So if we start to think of our ailments as a nutritional problem, we have more than a 50% chance of resolving them compared to the conventional way of using drug therapies. So using organic nutrition requires faithful use to restore the lost reserves of the nutrition. So when you use whole foods or whole food supplements, you can actually avoid the mistake of using synthetic products that would give you mega doses and maybe you get too much. So you don't need all of that. So the body is responsive to whole foods, and even Hippocrates said foods are your medicine. So that's the original medicine, isn't it? So what is not a medicine? We also have to start to think of organic and basic elements of foods and your medicinal herbs, which is a God-given right to support life, okay? So scientists and health authorities and even government agencies would have you think that any substances that cause a metabolic change in the body is a drug and must be monitored, restricted, or even regulated. So under the broad definition of the following, according to them, these would be listed as drugs: water, oxygen, vegetables and fruits, meat, grains, seeds and nuts, herbs and spices, and even sunlight, because it creates a metabolic change within the body. So they're saying anything that creates a metabolic change would be under their domain to regulate and restrict. So controlling what is defined as a drug means losing freedom over the very elements which sustain life. Think about that. So when a few control the legal availability of a lot of these elements, they control life in general. And it has started with a lot of your health insurance plans and your healthcare system. The Global Food Harmonization Codex Act, the FDA is telling the public it's to secure your safety. That's what narcissists do to you. They want to control you, and they'll try to convince you it's for your own good. So if the FDA was about safety, there wouldn't be prescription medicines that increase the risk and promote death allowed to remain on the market. Cigarettes wouldn't be out there, right? So people are looking for changes out there. They're looking for natural solutions to these everyday problems. And they're available. Right now they are. So now's the time to learn all you can. With the internet, it's so easy to pull stuff up now. If you don't have the internet, the library. Look for things that are natural. One of the really good books, if you're looking for a good book, is Shay Ellison's book, Over the Counter Natural Cures. Shay Ellison, had him on the show a while back. He is a former chemist, used to work for the drug companies, and now he helps people get well using natural things. So his book is easy to understand, and I read his book and I found it very enlightening, and I agreed with a lot of what he had in there. As an herbalist, I couldn't really object when he was talking about how fantastic hawthorn berries are for the cardio. I said, yes, it is. So you can kind of fill your library with those kind of books and learn more. Now, if you have internet and you do email, sign up for the free online newsletters at thepowerherbs.com. So you get a lot of this information each week in your email. It's totally free. So if you're looking at the folks at Apothecary Herbs are on their website, they do have the brain concentrate with the rosemary in it and the ginkgo. They have cleanses. A lot of times if you want to clear away brain fog, you want to cleanse the system of toxins, which have become a kind of a stumbling block for the neurology area of your body. So cleanse and nourish. That's kind of basic. When I was in herb school, that's what I saw. Get the toxins out, put the nutrition in, and the body can heal itself. In many ways, it can. So, and by the way, your herbs are not supposed to be drugs for life. They're usually to sustain you when you're low in nutrition, to get you stabilized, to strengthen an area. And then, you know, you don't have, you can wean off of them or, you know, just taper off. You don't need to take them every day for the rest of your life. They're not like drug therapies that way. So, and herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God said that. He can't lie. You can trust in that. That's totally 100% pure knowledge. So high that some people don't even get it. You know? So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call if you want a free product catalog and start learning how you can be empowered with God's medicinals. And these are tools that you learn to use, just like you learn to drive a car, tie your shoes, brush your teeth. You can learn this. It's not rocket science. thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Okay, so we got a few minutes. I thought we'd touch on some things here. A lot of people, you know, have a healthy fear of cancer, and I agree. It's something you don't want to get a diagnosis of. So here are some indications that you may want to investigate if you think cancer, the C word, may be a possibility. Because when your body alters function, you need to pay attention. Some of the basic and voluntary functions can be early alerts the body's telling you something's wrong. So our functions can change and become more frequent or go away entirely. So let's take a look. If you've got a persistent cough or wheezing or breathing issue, changes like this can be a sign of developing cancer. Pulmonary cancer or leukemia can cause these types of conditions. So cancer pain can also radiate over the shoulder or down an arm. So know that. If you get a lot of swelling or lumps or swallowing problems, these can be indicators that the lymphatic glands are enlarged and the esophageal throat area or breast cancer area is developing. If you get fevers you can't explain, indicating frequent infection can point to a problem with either bone marrow, such as leukemia, cancer of the blood, or, you know, your white blood cells increase in number, which white blood cells are off. If you get bleeding and bruising, that is consistent, it indicates that red blood cells and platelets are abnormal, another sign, cancer of the blood possibly. If you get bloating of the abdomen, inability to eat, maybe pelvic pain. If you're feeling full on a minuscule amount of food or sudden weight gain around the waist can all be signs of cervical or ovarian cancer. If you get fatigue and weakness, if feeling constantly tired and don't feel refreshed after you sleep, could, in general, indicator of a disease or various cancers can be involved. So you always want to get those checked out. Weight loss, sudden weight loss can indicate liver, digestive, or colon cancer. The body can't void out waste material efficiently either. If you get breast redness, soreness, swelling, or even nipple changes, can indicate breast cancer. Usually the breast tissue becomes inflamed and swollen, not associated with reproductive cycle or hormonal changes. This may not alert some women, but the nipple change usually gets their attention when it flattens out, becomes concaved or inverted, and turns, it just doesn't look normal. So women report they feel like the nipple was turned inside out, and there is itching, scaling, and crusty skin, along with some discharge from the nipple. So those are all serious indicators there. And then there's also indicators of face swelling, puffiness, redness of the face, blood vessels on the chest can also be a result of tumors interfering with your circulation. If you get gauntness of the face, or it's another indicator, so you want to look for sunken cheekbones, dark circles under the eyes, a pale and pasty skin color. When this occurs, the cancer has been active and spreading. Look at the fingernails. Changes can also be a clue in different types of cancer. A brown or black streak or dot on the nail signals skin cancer. Nails that club or enlarge on the ends and curve downward indicate lung cancer. And pale nails indicate liver cancer. Pain in the lower right side of the back can indicate a variety of cancers. Okay? So the Mediterranean diet, well-documented diet, the people of those regions, because of how they eat, low cases of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Great diet to adopt. And if there's some things in the diet that you may be sensitive to, well, then have the diet, but take that out. Okay? And the American portions are not in the Mediterranean diet, so Americans eat too much meat. So you got to reduce that meat portion. So lots of fruit, lots of vegetables, olive oil, omega-3 fish, a lot of fatty fish, mackerel, sardines, salmon, all with omega-3 fatty acids. Excellent. Excellent. And people say the word fatty acids and they go, oh, I can't wait. No, you got to have healthy fat to get rid of unhealthy fat. So there's a balance there. I'm running out of time, but also think about research that can be found out there, like Windsor Medical University out of Quebec, Canada, found in 2012 by accident, leukemia patients got better when they had dandelion root tea. So they investigated dandelion. There's something in dandelion that kills all known cancer cells, but can't explain what it is. Dandelion. So there's natural solutions for these everyday problems. So you don't need to panic. Don't need to panic. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call if you want their catalog. They specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, and metabolic strengthening liquids and powders. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. You want to check them out online, thepowerherbs.com. Lots of reviews from people who've used their products up there, so you'll see what people are saying. Get a free catalog and be empowered. Sign up for the newsletters if you have email and be empowered. It's all about wellness here. And I am just about out of time, so be encouraged. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God said that. That's the highest authority you can have. What are we doing with toxic drug therapies? We have herbs. Yeah, let's get back to that. And, you know, be well. That's what it is. And pass on the knowledge and help others. That's what it's all about. So in this timeline, you really need to get on the stick and learn what you can stock that's organic and healthy for you, even in medicinals, so that you have something on hand. Long shelf life on your liquids, 10 years. So check that out. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.